saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It is Friday. It is a beautiful day in the big city. It's a little steamy. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. We're all present and accounted for, and we are ready to roll through the next 3 hours and give you real talk, some comedy, and keeping it light, and keep you entertained as you roll into your holiday weekend. Fellas, what's going on?
What up? What up, man?
How you doing? How'd the show go last night?
Good. Not a sellout by any stretch of the imagination.
No? How big of a venue is it?
So it's a new venue, and they have actually two different rooms to do comedy. They have like the back room, which is where we were, which I was surprised. That's a good sign when they put you in the big room at a multi-room venue. But they had us in the back room. I'd say, you know, it could probably hold 75. No, maybe not even actually. It can probably hold 50, the configuration they had last night with tables. Now, I have seen them clear it out and just put chairs side by side, so it could probably hold closer to 100. But they had tables and stuff like that. So I would say it was about half full, about 25 out of 50 table, you know, seats for last night. So, but it was fun, man. Great show. Had a good time. Yo, Adrian, a listener, came out.
Cool.
Yeah, good times had by all. And that's about it. And then nothing else going on, man.
Andy was good?
Andy is a killer, dude. I'm telling you, if you haven't gone and if you, you know, and I try to tell people, like, if I'm bragging about a comic, it's because they're really good. Because a lot of times what I'll do is I just won't say anything. Because I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be like, this guy sucks.
Write that down there.
But I'll just, you know, I won't say anything. But if I'm like, you guys must go see this comic, then you're going to love him, and that's Andy. Like, if you ever see Andy Huggins on a show, if I'm not on it, doesn't matter. But if he's in town, which he works a lot in town, go see it.
Certainly a likable dude.
Yeah, man.
Very likable.
On and off the air, so.
Esme was in love.
Yeah, I could tell because she was smitten. She escorted him all the way to the studio. I'm like, you're getting special treatment here.
Yeah, she was smitten with it. She was like, I just love him. He's the sweetest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a great dude off the air, too. I mean, just. You can just tell he just loves life, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's a cool dude to travel with. That's so important, man. When you're on the road driving 8 hours somewhere, you got to be able to get along with that person. Which is weird that he's 24 years older than me. We get along just fine.
Some people too, and Nick and I were talking about this, but some people too, you just kind of get that natural connection to like a fatherly figure.
Yeah,
but that because of that kind of makes it easier to talk about just about anything.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on the road like that, that's got to make it easier.
For real.
So, Nick, did you go out to one of those stands on the side of the road and get all your fireworks lined up for next week?
I want to. I need to update myself.
Are you a fireworks guy?
Are you a guy?
Totally.
What?
Really?
Dummy.
Yeah, I will go. I mean, I don't go watch it. I want to be the one responsible for fireworks.
What an idiot.
You want to blow your hand off?
I've done something close to that, but I've never.
Why are you a fireworks guy? I thought you were smart.
Why am I dumb for fireworks?
Are dumb.
Yeah, I could see Tyler being a fireworks guy.
Tyler, but are you a fireworks guy? They're asking. No, not really.
Yeah, they're dumb. It's a waste of money.
Fireworks. He's indifferent about it.
You're paying for a chance to blow your fingers off.
Like, I get why fireworks exist and is for kids and stuff. I just, like, I'm not going out. I had my sister-in-law's ex-boyfriend loves fireworks. And he's my age, so he's in his 40s. and he would go and spend $400 to $500 on fireworks, and then just pop them. And I'm like, you don't want to like bring any kids in? He's like, no. Like he. I'm like, dude, you're a grown ass man.
You better start worrying about that farm of yours, because if he's bored, he may just torch the whole thing. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing about that I hate this time of year. I am super paranoid about fireworks catching my house on fire. I don't know where I developed this paranoia from, but my wife just makes fun of me. New Year's and 4th of July, because I'm pretty much on roof duty for a week.
Do you, like, sit up there? Or?
No, but I'm that guy that I'm always, like, right by the window, like, looking out. What the hell's going on? What's over there?
Why? Nothing's going to happen, bro.
Did you see where that? Where'd that land? Get
now,
my ladder.
Now,
go get my ladder.
Years ago, they were worried downtown because we had such a drought that they were worried that any of that stuff falling down from the big ones could, like, torch. Get into one of the fields along the bayou and set it on fire.
Yeah.
But other than that.
I'm paranoid about my roof catching on fire. I have no idea.
Stories where.
There was a house that I was maybe like 5-6 years old. A house in our neighborhood burned down because of fireworks.
Yeah,
I think that stuck with me.
The big shows, you know, every neighborhood or every city, little community has their own fireworks display. Like, it's awesome here. We used to go on top of the Toyota Center parking garage, and you can see, like, 13 different shows around
cool.
the area. But the big shows are the ones where I've seen stories where the fuse or whatever, after it explodes, can come down, and if it catches a tree or catches the right dry piece of paper, whatever, can torch something.
Yeah. Have you ever been charged for a fireworks display? Like for a show?
I've been kicked out of a parking lot for doing fireworks where I wasn't supposed to, but that I didn't get in trouble or anything like that.
Like, apparently there was one place that was like charging you to park to get to the fire. I'm like,
no,
I'll just go back there and watch it.
There's
how
like
are you gonna
right down my?
How are you gonna stop me
it's
from
not like you're
watching?
Trying to get closer to the stage so that you can get a better look at the performance.
Yeah,
the
what kind of dumbass
free.
Will be like? Well, it's $5. Well, you know what? Where's the line? Where is it where you can't charge anymore? I'll stand on that side and still be able to see the fireworks, you dummy. Like, who would? Why? This is somewhere like the Woodlands or Spring or something like that.
I'm not dropping $400 or $500, but I'll buy some. I'm not.
How much do you spend on fireworks?
Like, $50.
That's still a lot.
$60 maybe.
Just get you like $3. $3 worth of sparklers.
Is that worth the
spell your name in the air?
Well, no. I mean, you can get those like rocket ones. I don't know what they're called. That you can get like
rocket, like a bottle rocket.
Yeah, and you know, has like
a
little container. Well,
no, Roman candle are the ones that send out several with like the cardboard like tube, and bottle rockets you light and they take off, and some of them at the end have a parachute on.
You sure you don't do fireworks? Because you sound like you're more.
I know all about them. I'm not the guy that buys them and blows money on them and gets off.
I am that guy.
Like, Joel's the guy that goes into his neighbor's house and be like, "Hey, what you got there, buddy?" And then gets a punk and starts doing it too. Like, can I have a bag of?
I don't ever light them or anything.
He's
punk,
popping everybody
those
else's
punks
fireworks.
Smell good. I like the smell of the punk.
Yeah,
but, man, I'm telling you, I would never spend money on them. I saw my buddy almost blow his thumb and his pointer finger off one time.
You know Jason Pierre
Paul? He
lucked
out. No, not JPP-S, because he actually kept them connected.
Did he?
But yeah, that was enough for me to go, probably value having those for the rest of my life as opposed to not.
Have you ever popped one in your hand? Have you ever had one go off your hand?
You know, I think they're called black cats.
Yep, they are.
What you do is you would like split them, like you would tear them in half, and then you would light that side and it would like shoot out these little sparks. So they had... You can do it the regular way where you just light it up and throw it and it makes that popping noise.
Yeah.
Or you can actually just split it and then you light up the sides and it would shoot out these sparks. Well, when I did that, it just burnt like three of my fingers, like the top of the nails and like the skin surrounding the nails. And that was my biggest injury from a firework.
You were the guy that tried to light a fart one time too, didn't you? Just to see if it would spark.
I might have attempted that when I was like 10.
Yeah.
Maybe. The worst.
Maybe torched a pair of drawers.
The dumbest thing I ever did was... there was a fireworks thing, and you know how the streets have the tar in between the black tar that separates the big. So I guess I don't know what it was, but something had landed on there, and it was like a little fire, nothing big. And my dumbass goes over there where this tar is burning, and I slap it out with my hand.
Oh yeah, that felt great.
And
not
tar, no tar sticks to my hand, burning hot tar. It was on there for like 6 months of just blisters and talk. It was the worst. I was like, what? What a dumbass move.
Did you need surgery or anything like that?
No, just a dumbass move. Just never put out fire, hot tar that's on fire with your hand. It's a dumb move.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to have to tell people twice. On that, it's not gonna be on the warning label. Well, I wish someone would have told me that. I'm pretty sure that warning label is not going to need to have that on it. Most people would know.
Have I told the story about what I used to do with smoke bombs? Because that was my favorite firework as a kid, smoke bombs.
I do not think so.
Okay, I'll have to tell you guys about what I would do with smoke bombs as a kid.
Okay. All right, so we're going to be here till 4. We'll roll on with the pre-holiday festivities or something you want to talk about, whether it be sports or not. We're here for you. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call that line or you can text that line. And if you want to participate in the show by calling, we love to hear from you. Texting, not so much, but unless they're good, then we'll read them. And, of course, on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The boys are back. We actually never leave. We're always here for you. We try to entertain you. We try to give you a little variety in your day. We mix in sports and entertainment and a whole lot more. And we know that the big weekend is coming up with the 4th and fireworks. And Nick is going to be playing Def Leppard's Pyromania album all weekend just to kind of get in the spirit.
Nobody really thinks I'm very responsible with fireworks, apparently. So
they think you're headed for a remake of Jackass.
Yeah. I like that movie, by the way. All those movies. I like almost every single one of those movies, by the way.
Some of them are all right. Some of them are disgusting.
The Bad Grandpa one is funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good. James Feimster on Twitter said he's done $50,000 in fireworks at one time.
Yeah, we're not millionaires.
That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard to spend $50,000 on. Because I imagine it took 30 minutes and then you're done. Because I'm sure he had like the really fancy ones where, you know, you light it and you hear the loud boom and it's the real pretty big explosion in the sky. No. You could go buy a car with that.
I just leave it to the experts.
And have it for 10 years.
I really do. I leave it to the experts.
That's crazy. He said he was paid to do it. So I imagine there was somebody like John Granato, a multimillionaire, just rolling around. Hey, son, come pop this 50 grand in fireworks. I don't want to risk losing a hand.
And DJ James Feimster is going to have a fireworks extravaganza set to tune.
I don't want to risk losing a hand, so I'll pay you to do it. Oh, that's crazy.
Tick, boom.
Yeah. So what I used to do, I used to dress up as a ninja a lot as a kid. Like, I loved ninjas. Why are you laughing at, Joel?
Nothing surprises me, so I'm already listening going, oh, boy.
I used to dress up as a ninja and sneak around my neighborhood. I wouldn't do anything. I was just sneaking around so people couldn't see me because I was a ninja.
Now.
I know. But back then, I would don this whole ninja outfit and then just see if I could sneak through the neighborhood at night without being seen, right? Like, staying in the shadows like a good ninja. But every ninja has to have a getaway. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, if you do get caught and someone's like, aha, I see you, ninja, you got to be able to escape. And what's the way that a ninja always escapes? Puff of smoke. So I would get those smoke bombs.
Oh, my God.
And I would keep them in my ninja belt. And if I did think I was seen, like, it didn't matter if, like, they were just drove by, I would light one of them and throw it down. But you got to wait because, like, the fuse is kind of slow. So it wasn't instantaneous ninja escape. It was more like a delayed ninja escape. It was more like, oh, my gosh, I'm seen. 5, 4, 3, 2. And then I'd throw it down and the smoke would go. And I'd have to wave it in front of me to create the... Yeah, that's what I used to do with that. I could not wait for firework stands to open so I could buy stuff to be a ninja with. It was the best. I would carry around Chinese stars with me. I would throw them at fences just to stick them into the fence, the wooden fence.
Were you wearing the tight parachute pants or were you wearing...
No, I had a ninja outfit. Like, I had ninja pants. I had ninja boots. I had a ninja, like, the top, whatever the hell it's called, Komodo.
Still got them.
Not a Komodo. No, I don't. I wish I did. I had the ninja mask. The only thing I didn't have was a sword. And I really, my mom wouldn't let me get a sword.
Now you're not walking around the neighborhood.
But she did let me get Chinese stars. Oh, I would have totally ran around the neighborhood with a ninja sword in my back.
She let you have
those? Oh, yeah.
Your mom's not.
I'd go down to Imports LTD at Willowbrook Mall and buy a bunch of Chinese stars. And I didn't have like any throwing daggers or anything. But I had like the whole, yeah, the gloves and everything. Bro, you couldn't see me. Literally. You couldn't see me. I was a good ninja.
Mom, you can't see me. You can't punish me because you can't see me. Right now, I'm invisible.
Yeah. Nothing like a ninja staying out past curfew and catching an ass whooping.
Growing up in Wisconsin.
Nothing says ninja like getting an ass whooping.
We weren't allowed. Growing up in Wisconsin, fireworks were illegal.
Okay.
So you couldn't have like the real exploding ones. What a boring ass
state.
Yeah, but
the whole state or just where you're like your city?
Thankfully, I grew up in the one big city in Wisconsin. Otherwise, the whole state is basically farm territory for the most part, besides Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee. But the good thing about it was, so Milwaukee on the lake, and they have, it's called Summerfest. It's 15 days. It's 32 stages, 64 restaurants, and it's all on the lakefront. And it's literally like taking the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion on one end and then putting all these stages and restaurants in between. And you pay just general admission. And every concert's free with the exception of that amphitheater where grass seats are free. But if you want reserve seating, you pay for it like a concert. But like literally, you pay like $10 to get in and you can go to like the oldies stage and see the Temptations. And then you can go to the country stage and see someone pretty, you know, in the rock stage. I saw Bon Jovi when they were first coming up.
That's cool.
At the rock stage. And then you go to the big stages if you want to see the big name acts. But that festival grounds, then every weekend through the summer becomes a different ethnicities weekend. So it was like German Fest, Italian Fest, Polish Fest. And it became like a competition every weekend who has the best fireworks because the Italian Fest is huge there. And the Italians are known for having the fireworks. But then everybody tried to compete with them. We had fireworks every weekend for the entire summer. So you get spoiled because you don't have to worry about the 4th of July.
Did the Asians win?
No, the
Italians.
With
the best fireworks?
Literally,
how do the Asians not win? They make fireworks. Like, they invented fireworks. How are they losing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know that there was an Asian Fest. We had Afrofest.
There's no Asians in Wisconsin?
We had Afrofest.
It was called? Hold on.
No question about it.
It was called Afrofest.
Absolutely, and I will get people from Milwaukee to verify this.
Oh, that sounds like a white guy started
Festa
that.
Festa Italiana, German that just Fest, sounds like... Irish Fest, Polish Fest, Afrofest. They had
so,
all...
so you name so you.
I didn't name it.
No, not you, but you had Polish Fest,
yep.
Italian Fest, and then Afrofest.
And by the way, there's a name.
Come on,
there's
man.
Names for these
That's
other
terrible.
That people would be threat would.
I was like, going to say.
Try to use, but that wasn't going to be used. But, I mean, it was cool that they had the festival grounds that everybody did. But, yeah, I swear it was.
So
yeah.
I think Afro, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joel, is short for African World Festival. So it's called the African World Festival, but they call it Afro Fest for short. Because I Googled Afro Fest Wisconsin,
yeah,
and that's what popped up.
That just doesn't sound right.
I'm just saying.
Chan asked if my mom or my grandmother made my ninja outfit. No. No, Nanny didn't make the ninja outfit. Otherwise, it would have been flooded with high... I would have been a ninja with high waters and a short sleeve shirt. So, no, she didn't. Where was it? Oh, damn. Oh, here it goes. Sorry, my bad. Somebody said, Barry sounds like the Native American guy from Joe Dirt. Snakes and sparklers, that is the good stuff. Nick is definitely Joe Dirt minus the hair.
I do not have hair, so you're correct.
Nick is Joe Dirt. Oh, hey, I did want to read the Barry. I just hit up Cowboys and Indians. Bloody Mary and Spicy Lamb just cured my hangover. Thanks for the recommendation.
Wow.
Outstanding, sir. I'm telling you, that's good stuff.
Nick, I see that some of the Afrofest was canceled one year recently, but
yeah, I saw that.
In the past, they've had India RE. They've had some pretty good names there.
Yeah, it looks like a big deal. It looks like it's something that's annual that happens. Like it seems traditional. Like it does seem.
And like I said, people of different ethnicities look forward to their weekend.
Right.
Every year, but yeah, it was called Afrofest. Like I said, I felt bad at once Barry started saying, but I'm like, I didn't name it. It's just what it was.
Somebody said the guy who pretended to be a ninja is now making fun of people who like fireworks. No, I'm making fun of adults that don't have kids like Nick that still go out and spend money.
You could be a ninja when you're a kid.
I was a ninja. I was 9 when I thought I was a ninja, dude. Like, I'm not running around now at 43 dressed up in a ninja outfit. Although, it would be fun in my neighborhood. There's a lot of trees and barns to hide behind.
I still like fireworks. I don't care.
Well,
Nick, there's silos. There's lots of things you can hide behind on a farm.
This dude said when I was younger in Beaumont, we would put firecrackers in mailboxes and blow the numbers off. And now I'm a mailman. So
that's good. For the rest of the show, it's Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff.
Cliff Clavin.
Okay, Fort Worth Jay has a ninja story. Jay, what's up?
Come on, here.
Jay.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, just about the ninja thing, man. My mom used to get so mad. Because I would take all of our coat hangers and break them, and I'd take little metal hooks, I'd make little grappling hooks with them, and I'd tie them to a rope, and I'd throw them up on the roof, but I was a fat nurse, so like I couldn't ever climb up. I couldn't ever climb up.
Sorry, Jay. We lost you, buddy.
Yeah,
sorry.
Were you calling
from a fish tank full of water? The hell? It sounds
so
like
he
were...
said he used to take hangers and break off the metal hooks and then tie them to a clothesline?
That sounds like what he said, and then make a grappling hook out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I always wanted a real-life grappling hook. If you guys ever want to know what to get me for my birthday or Christmas, get me a grappling hook. I'll never use it, but I've always wanted one. Grappling hook was always the greatest thing ever to me. I don't know why. I wouldn't even be able to. My fat ass would try to climb. I'd get about 3 steps up the wall and just bust my ass, but grappling hook, that's the best. So good.
What the hell is a grappling hook?
You don't know what a grappling hook is? It's got like 3 little hooks on it, and it's like Batman uses it where you go from like rooftop to rooftop.
Oh, it's like
a
3-pronged thing.
Yeah, or it just hooks onto something and you can walk up a wall.
I didn't know what it was, but then when you explained it, I kind of got
the idea.
You
guys not know what a grappling hook is?
I didn't know until you explained it. I didn't know.
Yeah, now I didn't know. Just like didn't know what the hell the name is for the post that hold up a deck in Oregon, but we figured it out, and then I still didn't know what it was. All right, right now I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's a fantastic program here in Houston, Texas, and it's all put on because of the donations that you Houstonians make so that kids in the Houston area get a second chance at an education. Here's how the deal works. If you got a car laying around the driveway, the field, the garage, it may not even be working anymore. It's just collecting rust and dust. All you do is get in touch with the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They give you a tax deduction. They fill out the paperwork. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and then the process really begins. They take that clunker and they turn it into cash resources so that they can provide for kids trying to get an education. It could be free bus passes. It could be warm meals. It could be eyeglasses. It could be book money and so much more. But it's all the distractions that can keep a kid from concentrating on studies, and it's taken care of because of your donations. The Houston Cans Cars for Kids program works because of you. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. 713-225-4226. HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
It's official. It's verified. I made a call during the break to my best friend back home. And yes, Afrofest is alive and well and still going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Did you confirm whether or not it's short for something, or is it just called Afrofest?
It's just always been called Afrofest. Okay. Now, they might get more politically correct. I don't know.
Okay.
But I asked him that, and he goes, as far as I know, it's still called Afro.
On Twitter, Ulysses, he's at PastorMac2, said, my friend from Milwaukee said Afrofest is the ish until they start shooting. Once they start shooting, it's not as fun, apparently.
Can I just say this?
I could see that.
Can I just tell you this? I loved my hometown growing up. I would be terrified, and I'm very afraid and fearful for my friends that still live back there. It has become a war zone. Every day, people are sending me stories of stuff going on
really
in Milwaukee.
In Wisconsin?
And I'm like, It's literally become like the south side of Chicago in some areas.
Every time Joel talks about Wisconsin, I understand why so many serial killers come from the Midwest.
Maybe.
There's that. There's
Milwaukee. Have you seen the lampshades in my house?
Milwaukee is one of the most racist cities in the USA. Is that true?
I don't think it's racist.
I would argue Boston is.
Yeah, Boston is going to be the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd say pick a city in Alabama. That'd just be me.
I'd still say Boston, honestly.
Okay, or Mississippi. Pick one of those cities.
Yeah,
either state.
I'm sure both of those.
Either
yeah,
state. Pick
bad.
A city. Yeah.
Like one of my buddies just got back from Boston, who's African American, and he told me, under no uncertain terms, people had no qualms about in the middle of a Red Sox game yelling out in their section things to black people.
Dr. Dre on 290 says he uses fireworks to blow up lizards and he uses black cats on lizards and M60s on frogs.
That's not nice.
Like, why are you doing that?
That's something that
that's so mean.
A 12-year-old kid in my neighborhood would do.
Yeah.
When they're magnifying glass.
Not a famous rap producer that lives off 290. Okay. Lots of ninja stuff coming in over the Twitter. Ashton said, grow up, Barry. You're too old for a grappling hook. You need a grappling hook gun. It fires and pulls you toward the target. That's totally different. You're right. It's childish to get a grappling hook. I need a grappling hook gun. Although I did Google it at the break, and Walmart sells grappling hooks for like $16. I don't know why I didn't know this before. I could have made my dreams come true.
Nick.
Although, to Chan's point, do you trust a grappling hook from Walmart? I don't know.
Barry's off for 5 days.
Okay.
On the way home, he gets to Walmart. He gets the grappling hook. When the fireworks start going off, instead of just going to the window, Batman and Ninja become one. He throws that bad boy up on the roof. He scales the side of the house, and then he can monitor the roof while the hooks are locked in so that he doesn't fall.
I would not be opposed to Facebook living me trying to get on my roof with a grappling hook. I think I would. Although my fear would be I would break whatever I hooked the grappling hook to off my roof.
This is the old Adam West Batman when they're going up like the side of the building.
Yeah, that would be me. I think I would try that. I think what I might try first, though, is like a tree. Just throw it up and get on like a branch and just try to scale the tree that way. I would try that, I think.
I don't think this is a good idea for you. I personally...
I would hurt myself?
I think you would.
Nick, you're filling in for him next week. If he falls and goes into traction, you could have a whole month.
There you go.
I might do it this weekend. And I'm I'm off tomorrow. I'm coming back Thursday. So between now and then, if I'm not back Thursday, I tried the grappling hook thing and it didn't go well.
And you broke several bones.
Yes. So... Not
that would
good.
Be awesome. Like I would actually hire like a horn section to be right alongside, going,
break, crack,
zowie,
crack, break, snap,
Ninja Batman.
It'd just be all the sounds of broken bones instead of the biff.
That
bang,
would be
boom.
Funny.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I'm going to try that. I might though. If I ended up with a grappling hook somehow, I'm sure I would try to use it at least once.
I told you guys off air, but. People use those grappling hooks for other things that just I literally was in disbelief that let's just say I know people that kind of go gothic ways that they get off on it for like an adrenaline rush. You take two of those hooks and you put them through your shoulder blades and then you zip line through with the hook I could never do it. I don't know how you don't tear something worse.
I hooked myself fishing once and
freaked out.
That's
like an exciting thing to do. That's disgusting.
No, yeah. I mean, I got a hook caught in my finger once fishing and almost thought I was going to die. There's no way I'm hooking my shoulder blades.
That doesn't surprise me.
And zip lining.
I did the first part. I've gotten a hook caught in my finger.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to die.
No, yeah. I might as well have. Oh, poor fish and poor whoever weirdos are hooking their shoulder blades and zip lining around.
Yeah, imagine in your back. Now you can't, if it starts slipping, you can't just kind of easily reach back there and go, yeah, I'm done with this. And then you're going to be like mid flight and all of a sudden you might feel something like going, oh God, that might be going right up into my scapula. Nah, you're going to have to finish the ride first.
What if you just like, what if you ever like, what if it just starts ripping your skin away?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, not like ripping through, but like, I'm trying to think what it would be like, but it would just be weird where you just, your skin comes loose.
Where do you come up with these ideas anyway? Did they search this and say, I'm going to do it? Like, how do you come up?
Yeah, who's sitting around going, well, we've got this grappling hook and this zip line, and these shoulders, and I don't know what else to do.
And how do you know?
Let's combine them all.
Who finds out that there's no, either there's no nerves, and also you can't do like major structural damage by putting these hooks in your shoulder blades?
I don't
know. It's just this, I mean.
A Pash on text said, I've used a grappling hook before. You should be afraid of succeeding because once you're on the roof, you have to get down.
Well, and here's the other thing.
So, point taken, Pash. Point taken.
So say you get down, right? So say it stays locked, and just how you got up, you kind of scale the side of the house. You get back down.
Oh, God.
Now how are you getting that thing out unhooked? Because you got to go back up again to get it unhooked, and now you're screwed. How are you getting down?
So I guess you got to wiggle it. You got to shake the rope or something to get it to come loose. I don't know.
But if it's a good hook, it's not coming loose.
That's true.
All right, we'll figure it out. We've got more to get to. Your Stros are welcoming in the Yankees for a 3-game series. Yankees take a blow before the series even starts as one of their big prospects goes down. We've got plenty to talk to because your Astros are red hot, including Carlos Correa, but we can get to that. We can still talk some hoops if you'd like. And a lot of other things are on our list. If there's something on your mind, 713-780-3776. Hit us up on calls, texts, or Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Go, 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 Shawty. It's your birthday.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4. Usual Suspects continues to roll on. You guys continue to entertain as well as we try to entertain you with fantastic tweets. I don't know how the text messages are going.
Barry looks like he's trying to catch up, I think.
Yeah, someone just sent a picture of a hook in their finger. It was from G-Man. It looks like it hurts. I would have.
Would you have thought you were going to die?
Look how deep that is. When you look at the other hooks, look how deep that is. That's got to be touching some bone.
I did that in my thigh.
I rolled over on a
long nail that went through the middle of my thigh, and you could feel it getting to a bone in my leg.
Oh, how'd that feel?
Didn't feel great.
Near death.
I didn't think I was going to die.
Really?
I pulled it out.
Oh no. That would have been near death for me.
Thinking about it in retrospect, I probably should have put something on it because if that gets infected, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Could have got tetanus. Yeah. Did you have a tetanus shot?
You guys could be calling me Pogo the rest of my life, but yeah.
Usually that's what they did, right? They give you a tetanus shot when you, like rusty nails or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should get a tetanus. Yeah, you got to get
just
a tetanus
pee
shot.
In it and that just, you know.
Pee just
disinfects.
False.
It out.
That is a rumor spread by fake media.
Bear Grylls will tell you that.
Tell you to pee on it?
You just pee on it. It's clean.
No. Dude, that guy, did you ever watch his shows?
I've seen some.
What
of
was
them.
It called? Man vs. Wild?
Yeah, something like that.
Bear Grylls.
Is that the one where he took the celebrities too and they would go
no,
to the wild?
No, this was before that. It was the show how he got popular.
Oh.
Worst thing I ever saw him do was he was in the desert and he was thirsty and he picks up a pile of elephant crap.
Yeah.
And there's like hay and stuff in it. But he just basically
like
squeezes the juice out of it to drink it. And I'm like, see right there, I'd just rather die. I would rather die than to drink the juice from elephant dung. No, thank you. I couldn't do that.
But if your wax on your toilet, your wax ring isn't holding correctly.
No, not,
that
not
says,
doing
that
it.
That says Kool-Aid
right there. Negatory. No. Did you see this story about Iguodala?
You just told me in the break, and I'm shocked.
So Iguodala, the headline reads, Andre Iguodala not planning Warriors meeting at free agency start. So he, whether it means that he doesn't need to talk to them or he's just not planning on it, comes as a bit of a surprise because I think what people thought was Durant was going to take less money so that they could re-sign Iguodala.
He said that. He said, I'm opting out, but I'm not going to sign with anybody. I'm going to let the Warriors take care of their business. And then at the end of it, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And that's now I wonder if Iguodala is just not in the market for them. You know what I mean? Or if they're not in the market for him, I don't know. But they the teams that are mentioned with him, who do you think he would be the best fit for out of these? Minnesota, San Antonio, the Clippers, Philly, Orlando, Brooklyn, and Utah. Anyone jump out to
San Antonio or the Clippers? Because he plays a really solid role on structured teams. And the Clippers without Chris Paul makes a huge difference. So I would say San Antonio because he's a guy that he plays defense, which Pop insists on.
Yeah.
But he fills that role of kind of like jack of all trades, kind of Mr. Goodwrench. Wherever we need him, whatever we need him to do, he would do.
I could see him going to two of those for sure, and another one might make sense. But San Antonio, I think, because it gives him the closest opportunity to, you know, get back to a title run. Utah, it kind of makes sense for me as well. But Philly, being a veteran coming off the bench in Philly, with that young team that could use some leadership, he's not going to be any closer to a ring. But I could see Philly being really interested in that dude just to have a veteran leader that maybe could come off the bench.
Well, think about this. Them. You and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. Minnesota, Milwaukee got better last year because they brought Jason Terry in. But these teams that are on the rise, like Philly, like Minnesota, they're going to need that veteran presence. Why did Utah get better this last year? Well, you could point to a lot of things, including the development of Rudy Gobert. But putting a Joe Johnson on that team, mm-hmm. a veteran that's not all the young guys just kind of winging it, kind of gave them some stability. To your point, Iguodala's the kind of guy, and he came from Philly. He had his best years early in his career with the Sixers. He could go back to Philly, and he could really teach these guys about winning, yeah. about playing smart.
Yep.
So, yeah, I could see that. And by the way, I checked with my sources that were very close to the Clippers situation.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely factual. Chris Paul had major issues with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the more people I talked to, the more people told me flat out, you know, great player, but went over the top on the whole coach on the floor leadership in the locker room kind of thing to where he wore out his welcome with most.
Interesting.
That's really going to be interesting here.
Yeah. We'll see.
Because you're talking about a team that really doesn't have one definitive guy. From a veteran standpoint, you had Ariza. From a heart and soul kind of motivation thing, you had Beverly,
yeah.
but you didn't have that one guy. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. And I know everybody's jazzed because tonight at 11 o'clock Central, free agency begins, and that's when all hell is supposed to break loose. But there's still going to be people that are going to be asking questions. Everybody's like, oh, the Rockets are going, you know, balls out in free agency. You got to have the money to do it.
Yeah, you got to have the room.
So although Morey,
we trust, right? I mean, if anyone's going to be smart enough to game the system to make the room, I feel like he's the guy.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the
or thing. One. I mean, there's a few guys, but he's certainly up there. I was reading when he made this deal, people were saying that it's the most genius thing they've seen in the modern era of basketball, the way he was able to make all that work by, you know, basically gaming the system.
Well, he knows this. See, here's the thing. I was going to say, his drafts have not been spectacular. And I challenge anybody to tell me where they have.
But it's the NBA. Most aren't, right?
He's missed a ton in the draft. But in terms of knowing the CBA, and not, I don't mean Continental Basketball Association, knowing the collective bargaining agreement, knowing the loopholes, just what he did the other day, which people didn't pay close enough attention to, it wasn't just the Chris Paul trade. It was the two trades subsequently just to get non-guaranteed contracts so that he could make the trade work and to pull the trade off so that it still was on last year's CBA before all the new provisions came in. Genius.
Yeah.
Absolutely genius.
Yeah.
And I won't take that away from him. But, you know, there's been a lot of misses in the draft. But, look, he knows what he's doing. Now, they've missed a ton in free agency. Not that they haven't gone after the big fish. They just haven't been able to get the hook set. You know, they've gone after LeBron. They've gone after Carmelo. They've gone after every single, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge. They go after those guys. I give them credit.
They went after, what's his name, in Miami at the time, too?
Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
And they thought they had him.
Yeah.
So they're not going, look, and they get great gifts. I'm not going to lie to you. They give everybody iPads and all different things just for showing up. So guys are going to take meetings with the Rockets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they skip over the Tad Brown speech about how great the front office is. They just worried about how much are you paying me and can I get, you know, and are these guys all in? But at the same time, they just haven't been able to land that one. The big thing now is, yeah, it's enticing to want to play with Chris Paul and James Harden, but even if you want to play there, they have to unload either Ryan Anderson and or Eric Gordon and or other things. And then once you get that player, you've got to get other people to try and fill those voids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work to be done still.
Absolutely.
A lot of work to be done.
Yeah, for sure. So that's our brief stint at basketball for today. Your Astros are welcoming in the New York Yankees.
The Yankees.
Did you see last night?
I did not.
So I'm watching this Yankee game just to kind of get a preview of what's to come. And obviously everybody wants to see Aaron Judge. But the Yanks call up Dustin Fowler. Kid is one of their top prospects. They're just, everybody's really stoked because this is another kid that's going to, along with
Judge and Sanchez.
Judge and Gary Sanchez, those guys, he's going to be one of the guys. He's playing right field. Ball goes down the line. He thinks he's going to catch it right before it goes in the stands. He misjudges the fly ball and hits the wall at full speed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and I believe it's a ruptured patella tendon.
Oh, damn.
And he's out for the year.
This was his first game?
First game.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, really, really bad news for the Yankees there. And ironically, Judge would have been playing right field, but they were DH'ing him last night. So they give the kid a break. They put him in right field.
What a terrible story. Like, that's so sad. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't, and I'm not a Yankees fan, but God, that sucks. You don't want to see that for any kid. By the way, my mom texted me about a half hour ago. I just missed it. I never look at my phone. That's what I don't understand. I've told her a million times that I'm not checking my phone during a show. I just happen to pull it out of my pocket. But she said, I bet I can find a picture of you in your ninja outfit. I would so post that if she could find that.
She should.
I would totally post a picture of me.
Mom,
in my
while you're
outfit.
At it, if you had the parachute pants after they ripped, we would post that. So just send it to Nick or myself.
Mom wasn't at the skating rink, so.
You sure?
Yes. I'm positive. She picked me up afterwards, okay. But wasn't there.
All right. All right, so we got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show on a Friday before we head to the holiday weekend. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.